Shalom Aleichem, Abiyaf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Samech Ches. Baba Metzia 68a, pagination is 135. Starting from the Mishnah, the last quarter of the page, from the beginning of the Mishnah. Ein Moshivin Chenvani Lamachatzis Schar. You're not allowed to establish a storekeeper for half wage. We'll have to explain what this is talking about. Let's just get the words right now. V'lo yitein ma'os likach bahen peros l'machatzis schar. And you shouldn't give somebody money in order to buy produce based on his getting half of the wage. Ela im kein nosen lo scharo kepoel. Unless you pay him his wage for his work. Let's see Rashi. Rashi is starting at the end of the small lines. Emoshiv in chen v'ne l'machatzis schar, you're not allowed to establish a storekeeper for half wage, meaning he's going to be selling the produce on behalf of a partnership that you've established with him. Lo yomar balabayis l'chen v'ne, the investor should not tell the storekeeper, hare peros nimkorim b'shuk arba se'im b'sela, there's a certain price for how this produce is being sold. Ve'ata mochrin b'chanus pruta pruta u'mistaker. And you're going to be selling it at a smaller volume per person, and the result is you're doing retail, you're going to be making money. Heilach peros, so I'm going to give you the produce. V'shev u'mechor tamid, and I want you to sit in the store, and I want you to be the storekeeper, the person who sells it at retail. V'harevach nachlok, and the profit we will divide. What's the problem? V'taima demilsa, the reason here is because it ends up being an iska, a loan of investment. Palga milva or palga pikadon, the normal way that a loan was tendered in investment was part loan and part entrusted. Entrusted means that part still belongs to the investor. Milva means I'm loaning you money. The money is yours. Do with it what you want. And then pay me back that money in its principal, but the profit is yours. And like this, they became partners. The pikadon part is producing benefit for him and has to be returned based on the investment. The milva part is a loan. The problem is, nimtza misasek b'chetzio shabalabaye shehu pikadon, this person is working on the part that belongs to the investor, bischar hamtonas maos hamilve, in exchange for being granted money with which he himself can become an entrepreneur. So he's getting money, but in return for the money, he has to work to earn the investor his profits. The Mishnah said, Ela im kein, unless, nosen l'scharo kepoel, you pay this storekeeper for his work. He's got to get paid for his work. Otherwise, what he's doing is working for you on your half of this project in exchange for getting money with which he can do his own investing. And as we said, any time that you see a person giving back the money at the end of the deal, plus along the way, he gave the person additional benefit besides the principal that was returned, you're going to have a ribis concern. Indeed, when we do a heter iska, where such loans are permitted because they're of investment nature, we take into account that the person who's doing the work, the person who's receiving this loan and is therefore doing the work and producing whatever it is at whatever rate of investment we establish, rate of return that we establish, he has to get paid for his work on some level. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin Se'if Beis writes, Hanosin Mos Lachaveiro B'toras Iska. A person gives money to somebody else as an investment, which means half of it is the investor's ownership and he's taking risk on that part, and half of it is a loan and the recipient, the storekeeper in our case, is the one who takes responsibility on that and gets the profits, and he just has to return principal of that half at the end. Asur, it's forbidden to structure it just like that, shekal iska palga milva palga pikadon, because half is yours and half is his, v'nimtze shetareach b'chilak ha-pikadon b'shvil chilak ha-milva, and the result is that you're working on the part that belongs to the investor because of the free money that you got from him. It's not free. You're paying him back the money plus the work on his part of the investment. Lefikach, therefore, tzarech lo liten sachar tircho, you have to pay the storekeeper's trouble, his work, and once you've done that, then indeed such an investment could be done, and that's what we call a heter iska, where we structure it in such a way that the money is channeled as an investment to the person who's borrowing it. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.